This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
It's Friday, baby.
Hurrah.
Let's get ready to rumble. It's going to be a cracking weekend. But before we get there, we have some business. Very, very interesting news emanating from the Wiggles camp.
There is. We're going to have a Wiggle report.
Wow.
Some good news, some bad news, some indifferent news.
I saw this coming.
I saw this coming. And I think we're going to handle this very sensitively, all right?
Well,
let's give it a bat.
Sure.
Sensitively.
All right, well,
please. We've also got Clown of the Week. There's no connection there with the Wiggles.
You are sure to get a mention.
What?
The whole Tradie Janey thing.
You'll be pleased to know it's officially registered now, the company. I own the business. So there you go.
Yeah,
franchise is open
now. See you in court.
We've got lots of stories coming up from clowns because...
Yeah, it's chock-a-block. It always is. And there's been just an excellent number of idiots.
A plethora, including a wombat attack. And we might, we're going to track down the trade.
We said we'd try yesterday. Yeah. Let's try it again.
We've got a number now.
Anyone who gets attacked by a wombat is welcome on this program.
I agree. It's very Australian.
Down the serious end, we've got some great... Wayne Gardner, who to me is an Aussie legend and his Triple M DNA through and
through.
1987, world champion on MotoGP.
An all-round good guy.
And a good guy is coming in with his ex-wife. That sounds very mature, doesn't it?
It is a very mature relationship the two of them have because there's a new doco out on Wayne.
Tonight, if you're in Melbourne at the International Film Festival, we'll have the Week in Review, yeah?
Absolutely. Can we do that?
Yeah, can we have another look at Russell Coit?
I think we need to revisit because he really made me laugh.
All right. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We'll get... through it. Huge show today.
Yes,
let's start with something, though. I think it's an anniversary of sorts for us.
It is a little bit.
Because
we just realised that today.
You reminded me there's a big lunch on, and it was the first time, I think 2 years ago today, we ever, after a couple, you know what, we should do some radio again.
Mm.
Wouldn't that be good?
And you said, are you interested? I said, I think so.
All right, we'll see how that
goes. Go and have a chat with
Was it a long lunch that you were at?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
Hello, Dave.
Indeed,
hello,
Dave.
Interestingly, your name never came up
didn't
at that
didn't
stage.
Come up at all.
You weren't introduced to way down the track.
Oh, you were way down the track.
So what's the moral of the story?
Well, the moral of the story is it's okay to go out with a buddy and get smashed and...
Be careful what you...
Careful what you wish for or agree to, because here we are 2 years down the track
and we're doing
sitting
it.
Here.
Things do
it.
Happen. Somebody get us some champagne before the show's out. And we'll
that's right good. We've got a fridge full of it.
We'll clink a drink. Speaking of which, it's now Whitney here on the show.
Yes. Our producer's
done Dry July. And
she's
if you told
amazing.
Me she could do that at the start.
And not only that, she's dropped kilos, she's gone on
she
diets,
looks great.
She looks fantastic.
And she's
going to
go berserk tonight.
Yep.
Be careful.
But no support from you.
I beg your pardon?
Well, I believe that you're the only one that didn't chip in
in for what?
Well, she was doing Dry July. Oh, it's when you get sponsors and you chip in some money.
What are you talking about? You don't approve? I think she's ruining her life. Why would I encourage that?
She did it for a month and she looks great. And if only you had the ability to...
You can look good or get everyone else drunk and then you look good anyway. So, I mean, it's one thing pays.
Seriously, though, she raised over $1,100.
Okay.
Right? Congratulations, Whitney. Did you donate, Dave?
Sam.
I forgot. I'll give some money. Can we do it like a late donation?
For real?
No, it's too late. Can you get a check from the... From the show, please.
Not from the show.
Yeah, well, that's what am I supposed to do? Just conjure it up.
Yes, that's generally what it does when you sponsor someone.
Go out from the show and give her a bottle of
congratulations
cider, full of cider.
Do you think you could ever do Dry July?
I've done Dry July too.
Have you?
I have done it. I've done Fab Fast and Dry July.
All right. You have to point your finger at me.
Yeah.
I've never done either.
You couldn't do it.
No, I couldn't. I'll say it straight. I'd rather write a check right now.
You have trouble getting to the next song.
I do. I'll just write out a big fat check.
Jane, shall we come back and talk Wiggles?
All right, I think we need to. We've got some devastating news for Wiggles fans.
I saw this coming.
It's upsetting. Although,
chicks.
Could be encouraging for you, Mick.
Chicks, eh?
Someone's available.
Hello.
That's next.
This is Kennedy Molloy.
I tipped this.
What?
I don't think you did.
You can't do it. You don't mess with a band that's up and running, and you don't get a new member, and you certainly don't get a new member.
I'll tell you what we're having a little tiff about.
Oh, man. It's
trouble. Sad news in Wiggle Land because two Wiggle favourites have announced their split. Well, seeing as there's only one girl in the band.
Yoko.
No, don't you say that about Emma Watkins.
I knew this would happen.
The Wiggles couple, Emma Watkins and Lachlan Gillespie, have announced their separation. And they've been married for 2 years, which isn't a long time.
It's a long time in rock and roll stroke children's entertainment.
Don't know about that.
When you're on the road.
It's very sad.
Nothing but screaming kids. No respite. Go back to your hotel room.
But wouldn't that be happy when they go back to the hotel?
Right, I tip this. You don't muck around.
They've said they have a beautiful life together, but they just have been sort of separated for the past six months.
Someone has to go.
From the band?
Well, you can't. They say they continue performing together in the Wiggles.
She has to go.
Yoko has to go.
No, I don't. I think that's what's required.
Do you know what they're like? You know what they'll start doing?
What?
They'll be like the children's version of Fleetwood Mac. They'll be hitting it hard. They'll be swapping partners. There'll be all that stuff
going on.
There's
only one girl ever been in the band.
Well, if she goes, you know, Jane, this opens the door for Dentist Jane. Oh. Hello. I can see it.
I look in the mirror and what do I see? One big smile smiling straight.
I'm getting a live performance here.
Oh, it could be my break.
This could be it. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if you've been agitating for this.
Oh,
here we go. Now we get to the bottom.
Well, turn it off. Shush.
Yes.
Tell that woman to shut up.
This could be.
I might have missed the boat.
Next thing you know, you're on the road. What colour skivvy would yours be?
Mustard.
Well, it would be by the end of the tour.
Anthony's my age.
Anthony,
he's still in it.
See the guy, he's a blue wiggle?
Yeah. Yep.
What did he do recently?
He was rushed to hospital recently because he ran into a swivelling door in New York and smashed his nose.
He ran into a revolving door, but it went the wrong way.
Yeah. All the same diff.
All of a sudden, he's Inspector Clouseau. Wheels are falling off. Murray's up at Splendor. Yeah. He's playing rock and roll.
Do you know, Murray shredded some Akadaka. Can we hear some of...
This is what happened to the Hooli Dooli.
This is Murray at Splendor.
Murray was always my favourite.
Oh, I love Murray too.
Was he in the skivvy?
No. Oh, he's in a stripy French-looking blue and white, but it was a skivvy.
He's a great guitar, by the way.
That's him playing. He's shredding the Angus Young. You don't approve.
I don't approve.
He doesn't approve of you. No. So it's a draw.
So was there any sleeping around behind anyone's backs in the Wiggles?
I don't think so. That's not mentioned at all.
Watch out for Captain Young Feather Sword. Watch out, or as I call him, Captain Pork Sword.
What about the octopus one?
All hands. Henry the octopus.
And if the big red car's rocking, do not bother knocking is all I'm saying.
Well, that's sad. We wish them both a lot of luck and love with that.
Course.
And, you know, it's terrible.
Yeah, no one likes that.
The door. Oh, yeah. She's a drummer.
She is a drummer. She's hot. She's really attractive.
Enter.
Don't you go out. You are not allowed
Whitney
to go out
Whitney, send some
with...
flowers around, please, to the Yellow
if you
Wiggle.
You end up going out with the Yellow Wiggle, that'll just do my head in.
Imagine that. Can you imagine?
Cop that, Dentist Jane.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well done, everyone.
Let's come back with some clowning.
Oh, please.
Yeah, I've got plenty.
That's next.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be...
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the week.
He's just barred at the moment, Trump. We're afraid to do him again.
We've done it too many times. I
wouldn't even know where you start this week. No, the guy's completely unhinged.
So good. It's a Trump-free clown.
Trump-free clowning. Do you want to kick off? What have you got?
Well, what about the wombat who attacked a tradie?
I'd clown the tradie, not the wombat.
Clown the wombat.
No, the wombat's just going about the biz.
It's not. Who knows that wombats attack people? They're just supposed to lie in a log.
If a wombat can't honk onto a tradie, I don't know what the world's coming.
Can we have a listen to
This is a wombat attack in progress.
Don't you dare. Ah, you prick. Oh, Jesus.
Christ. F*** off.
Oh!
Oh, you bastard. Piss off. Oh, f***. Look at this little f***er did.
Didn't realise wombats had such big teeth, eh?
Well, there you go.
We found the number of that tradie. Can I think we call him? We're going to try and call him next hour and see if we can find out what went on. That's crazy.
While we're talking animals, Jane, a shark has been kidnapped from a Texas aquarium in a baby's pram.
Why?
You clown him, Dave.
What?
I'm not making this up.
Why would you do that?
I have too much spare time on your hands. Oh, really wanted that shark.
Poor shark. But sorry, no one notices.
There's Mick Fanning. Trying to submit a shark disguised by thieves as a baby in a pram and abducted from a Texas aquarium has been found and returned. The horn shark.
Oh.
He's in quarantine right now and resting. How would you put?
They did put the shark, they was wrapped in a wet blanket. Yeah. And put in a bucket with a bleach solution and was pulled by an open pool. So they knew what they were doing. They just wanted to have a pet shark. Well, that you just can't nick it.
I don't think you can do that. What size aquarium would you need for that? So it'd be good to get take that round and put it in your mate's aquarium.
Yeah. That is just ridiculous.
Honk. See what, see.
Do you think that was a college dare or something?
Oh, mate, that's got O Week written all over
totally
it.
Totally has, doesn't it? Okay, I would
That's got Bucks Party written all over it.
Seriously.
All right, poor what are
shark.
You doing?
I'm going to clown, which pains me to do it, Celine Dion.
Wow.
For attempting to sing The Voice, let's have a little listen.
We can write how we want to write. We gotta make it. I'm so sorry.
Stop saying sorry.
No, start now. I'm not ready.
She forgot the words to You're the Voice.
That would have been your opportunity to leave. Oh, well, that's it. It's over. Come on.
For a lot
let's all get out of here.
Male partners.
Celine Dion.
A lot of men love Celine
Dion.
She's
had a good go. What men love Celine Dion?
A lot of men love Celine Dion.
I'm sorry. Celine Dion comes down very strongly in gender specifics.
I'm saying a lot of men do love her.
Not many.
Ring 133353, ring me now if you're a bloke and you like Celine Dion. I beg your pardon. You don't have to be gay to love
sometimes
Celine Dion.
I can imagine Celine Dion being a gay icon, like a Kylie.
She would be, but many straight men will appreciate her beautiful voice.
You know who I always held a candle for? Shirley Bassey. Wow.
I can see that.
Bassey,
she's 100.
That's a big booming voice.
She's hanging in there.
After a couple of drinks and put on some Shirley Bassey.
She's Dame Shirley Bassey back. Now, mate. Hang on. The board has lit
it
up.
Has
they
not.
Have not, James.
The no board has lit up. Look. Luke. Luke.
How's that?
How you going, Luke? Do you like Celine Dion?
Oh, mate, I'm a massive fan of hers.
Boom.
What's your favourite song, Luke?
Power of Love.
Oh, come on, Luke.
Yes, Luke.
Yeah, definitely. It's awesome.
When you touch me like this, when you what's that one?
Oh, yep. God.
It's all coming back to me now. You like that one?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
What about the theme from Titanic? Do you like that one as well?
Awesome.
If you play that, Dave,
I'm not going
to play it. Luke, I'm a little bit...
Triple M needs to deal with this.
Triple M does need to get over it. Come on.
I mean, come on. We're talking about...
We're mature.
Metrosexuals and...
You're right, Luke.
Females on...
There you go, Lukey.
Come on.
Thanks,
Celine.
Brother.
Good morning, Dave.
Yeah.
Come on.
Triple
Luke.
M rocks, Celine Dion.
Yeah.
What's happening right now?
Get a song on. Get a song on.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Luke? We would never play this.
Listen to it. Listen to it.
Luke. Just get in the mood. Here we go.
Luke, smooth FM.
Quiet.
Oh, my God. Mayday. Mayday. Turn it off.
Thank you, Luke.
I can't fade it down.
They'll start calling.
There we go.
Thanks, Luke. I think I'm a little bit in love with you.
I told you I got kicked out of a screening of the Titanic.
Why?
In New South Wales.
Why?
I was there with my girlfriend, and about 20 minutes in, I go, I'll bring on the iceberg.
You are unfeeling and insensitive.
And I had to go. So I just came around and gone, you out. So it was a win-win. I get to go. And
that's it.
I've got another call.
Oh, you don't.
I do. Jason.
Kennedy.
Hey, Jason.
G'day.
Hey, tell me, do you love Celine Dion?
Yep.
Thank you so much.
See? Well, convincing.
When did this love affair begin, Jason?
No. Mickey.
Yeah.
I don't really.
Oh, Jason.
Losing control.
Thank you. All right. Look, there's a lot of people saying their dad loves Celine. Nicole says her dad loves Celine.
Nick, you take Nick. What's he up to?
Nick.
Hello.
Help me out here, mate.
I reckon everyone's bullshitting just to get on the
radio.
They're not.
They're not bullshitting.
Nick, are you telling me that you love Celine Dion?
Absolutely, mate.
What's your favourite?
Oh, there's a number of them. It's all coming back, but one of the original ones that I ever heard of hers was when I watched Titanic for the first time as a kid. And
yeah.
Ever since I heard My Heart Will Go On and that flute plays, since the hairs my arms.
You mean this one, Nick?
Oh no! I've got another one. I've got rid of that one. I got.
Nick, have the hairs of your arms gone up
going
on this?
Going on.
They always do. Celine's absolutely amazing.
I love that. Stop. Good on you, Nick. Thanks, Nick. See,
are you happy with yourself?
Do you know what?
Is that what you...
I'll tell you what it says, though.
Is that a triumph for you?
We have a very eclectic audience here at Triple M. On the network across the board...
Got a lot of turncoats.
No.
I'm not.
You just don't like it when people support me. You haven't got my back.
Hey, while we're on it, Tradie Janie, you should clown... Are you ready to apologise?
No. Nope.
And come and work for me?
I think you're working for me. I think we know how that ended.
Who won?
Well, I own the company.
I'll see you. I'll take you to court. Mate, there will be that much.
The judge will take one look at you and one look at me.
You'll be tangled up in court for that long. Mm. You won't. There'll be a number of unfortunate accidents involving your vans on the road.
That's not
I guarantee
happen.
You it'll be like... I'll be standing.
I don't care if I'm. Hey, we've had another caller.
Who?
Rob has called through.
Rob Sitch.
He says, "The way it is."
Oh my god!
That's a good song. The way it is.
Okay. He's got a hand in his man card.
Okay. I'm not saying it's Rob's song. He's suggesting that it's a good song. Yeah.
Oh my.
Bit of dancing in the kitchen to this.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that could go on.
Oh my god, I feel ill. What's happening?
I don't know.
Whitney's happy.
What's happening?
2 years ago today, we came up with an idea.
It's all coming back to me.
To a radio show, and look at us now, Ma.
Do we have to go to a break?
Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll do some more. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Your new way to drive home. Doing clown of the week too.
We are, and Matt wants to address the elephant in the room. Matt, who do you want to clown?
I'm clowning Jane for even mentioning Celine Dion on Triple M, and I'm clowning every Muppet that rang in saying they like her.
Don't care, Matt. Don't care. I'll cop it.
Yeah, Celine Dion fan.
I think that there is a lot of Triple M listeners who actually are into this.
What are you talking about? There's no room for Celine Dion.
I'm sorry. Simon Marshall's just contacted us and said Mick can't talk. He loves Adele.
Oh, yeah. Adele's different.
In what way?
Completely different.
In what way is Adele different to Celine Dion? They've both got stunning voices.
Adele is the business.
Yeah.
Have we got something
there? Yeah. Hello from the other
side. And what a concert.
You went to the Adele concert.
I did, yeah. So to see her on stage.
What's the difference?
On her own.
Celine and Adele.
Chalk and cheese.
I agree.
Cheese. Do you know when I was in Ireland, I didn't go out on a Saturday night, stayed in my hotel room to watch a documentary on Adele.
Did you?
Anyway, it's not an unhealthy fixation.
I think Adele's fantastic.
I do too.
The Biz, Helen's on the line. Helen.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Helen.
You reckon your hubby likes Celine Dion?
Oh, he is probably the biggest fan you'll ever see. We went to Vegas a few years back.
Yeah.
And the first thing we did is went to get Celine Dion tickets.
Yeah.
And they told us that she had cancelled her shows for the whole time we were there.
And what happened?
He actually cried and curled up into a ball on the floor, crying for about an hour. He was distraught.
Oh, Helen, that's really upsetting.
When you get news like that.
Who did you see in place of Celine in Vegas? Do you recall?
Oh, we went to see Penn and Teller instead.
They're good. Do you know the show I would like to see?
What?
Is Siegfried and Roy, but specifically the night where the tiger attacked Siegfried.
Sick.
Imagine being there that night.
Yeah.
Because imagine being there, you think that happens every night.
Stunt
I'm coming back again tomorrow night.
How did they get the line to do that and not injure him?
It must have been a serious injury because he hasn't been sighted since. What happened to those white tigers? Gonski.
Don't go there.
That'd be a good show. I would, if any show in the world that night.
Thanks, Helen. And thank you for letting me know that there are a lot of men who love Celine Dion.
Do you know I've been in a Laura Branigan movie?
Oh, my God. As in.
Really?
Laura Branigan.
Gloria.
When? Well, she made a movie called Backstage.
She did too.
And there was, I was doing work experience somewhere with some kind of talent agency, and they just heard.
Wow, Laura Branigan.
Come on.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Were you a bit in love with her?
Oh, you know.
She was an older woman for you.
There was
a
bit of an age gap there, but
Mrs.
now
Robinson?
It would probably work. But she, but if you see Backstage, which in itself will be a big issue for you, I'm not even sure. Was it released?
I remember it was released.
If you can pan one of the audience scenes, I'm there.
That's unreal.
Looking like a.
Hey, Dave, nice work today.
You're welcome.
Because you're just pulling them out like this.
Yeah,
I'm like a bit too
easily for my liking.
Wasn't hard to find.
Have we got more wiggle news? Can we go and get some more wiggle news? Scott, what's going on?
Hi, Scott.
First time, long time.
Yeah, good. What's going on, mate? What can you add to the Wiggles milieu?
Mate, I was watching that Ninja Warrior show the other night. I'm pretty sure the Red Wiggle and Dorothy the Dinosaur are a couple too.
Shut up.
What? I can confirm that. Confirm it, Scott. Wiggle star Simon Price and his wife, Lauren. She was Dorothy the Dinosaur. I went on the road for 4 years and he's
Hang
the
on
Red
a second.
Wiggle.
So she went on tour with the Wiggles as Dorothy the Dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know,
and now
you've got two other Wiggles.
And they went on a Ninja Warrior. Oh,
this is just a bonk fest. They should write a song called Bonk Fest. Sugar, sugar, doobie, doobie.
That's not
yummy,
appropriate.
Yummy, yummy, bonk fest.
If there's children in the car, not appropriate.
I don't
right
want to see, throw Dentist Jane in there. And
well, that's why you can't do children's television. It's very complicated and you have to think about a lot of things. No, it's true. It's true. It's one of the hardest jobs I've ever done. No, there's a lot to
play it.
You
Dave,
don't understand.
So you're telling me there's more to this than meets the eye.
Well, when you act to children, it's very difficult. I look in the mirror and what do I
see? Okay. One big smile smiling straight. I'm not sure I want you being involved with this light. you can.
You're worried about my association with the Wiggles.
You can.
This is fantastic.
You can tour with the Hooly Doolies. Okay. You can tour
with High Five.
High Five. Yeah. Oh, I'll see you there.
Yeah, they got up to mischief, some of the High Fivers, I think. Look out.
It's fun to watch in the afternoons.
All right. Let's quickly go to Dave. Hi, Dave.
Hello, guys.
Dave, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on in that big red car? We all want to know.
Yeah, well,
Toot, toot.
Clown of the week. I'm going to go with Mick Malloy.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
I know. It's upsetting.
What's wrong?
I was expecting you to have an RDO today, mate, because it's World Beer Day.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, it is. It is too.
Doing,
it's World.
Oh, my God.
Dave, you're right. This is an intervention.
There's a going on in the background. Dave's pushed the button.
Good point.
The show's gone off the rails. Really is that what you're saying?
And walk out, Mick.
Mate, we're listening to Celine Dion. It's International Beer Day.
You got
and
no
I've got
beer.
No beer. What's the world coming to?
Do you blame me?
All the Wiggles are in a big orgy.
No, don't say that. Don't. They're very clean living. Yes, you are the bad guy. You are.
I love the Wiggles, you know that.
I know.
Not that way. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, well done. It is.
Let's get a beer.
Hey, can I tell you? Hey, well, I've got you here.
Why?
I've got a beer for you, Jane.
Oh, have you?
Kennedy.
Okay.
Let me just find it.
Is that it? No.
Oh,
yeah.
Have a look at this. Cheers to nursing. Gwyneth Paltrow is promoting a brand of beer made especially for breastfeeding mothers. You would love this. Is right up your alley.
Pardon?
Yeah.
I thought you're not supposed to have alcohol when you breastfeed.
Yeah, but haven't you ever seen anything on Goop, website? Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow has published a Goop guide to breastfeeding, and it includes a beer you can drink while you're breastfeeding. Now, that's a good look.
That is the best look.
Isn't that?
And I was twinning up, imagine that. How would I pick up my stubby?
You tap up a couple of twins. You know what you need? The hat with the with the beer on the sides because you're both.
Oh, like this.
You got one on each side. That's Octo. How did Octo mum breastfeed? I imagine it's like a piglet's. Just all
I don't think
queued
she did.
Up in it.
No, I think she had minions.
All right, give us a call. We're enjoying this. We're
a little
off the rails, but we're still clowning. Give us a call, 133353.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Lots of tweets coming through, guys.
Yeah,
Lachlan Burks has tweeted through, Celine Dion garbage. Adele gets credit due to having done the theme for a Bond film.
Yes, probably the best ever, with apologies to Shirley Bassey, of course.
Dame Shirley Bassey.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
Julie Carter says, I could listen to Dentist Jane 24/7.
Wow. I don't think I could.
Sean Aaron says Elvis's manager, Colonel Tom Parker, predicted Celine Dion was going to be huge.
She started at the age of 12.
Whitney just came in here and told me that's her go-to when she goes home. She's had a couple.
Belts it out.
Cut to 2 o'clock this morning after her first drink after a month.
I'd say it's starting now.
Hey, it's World Beer Day.
That's quite incredible. You know, I didn't even know there was a World Beer Day.
What I normally do on World Beer Day is I go and buy, I forget the name of the beer, it's $50 a bottle, and it's made by Trappist monks in Poland, and it's unbelievable.
Really?
It is a very, very good beer.
Really?
Yeah, $50 for a bottle. For a long,
where do you buy that?
For a long
your local?
Day. I have it. A couple of pubs. I know. Not down your BWS. You're going to go in and get... It's made by Trappist monks who's in silence.
What are Trappist monks?
Yeah. They were in a monastery. They never talked. They just brewed really good beer.
Really?
That's because they're pissed all the time. I'm guessing. Hey,
you ever thought of joining a Trappist monastery, Jane? Bit of silence.
No. I'm guessing you haven't. I've got a picture of you taken from about 1956.
Oh, it's not these guys from who bought all the Hey Hey back catalogue.
Don't worry, they've dug up some pictures of me. This is Hey Hey, it's Saturday from it must be the late 80s, I'm guessing, and it's a picture of Red Simons and Wilbur Wilde and Mick Malloy, and I'm fair dinkum not joking. Mick is wearing leather pants.
Really?
Him now? You're wearing leather pants. What's going on? Look.
Can we put that? Oh, shut up, Dave.
Painted on.
No, they're not. They're very cool.
You've got this.
I look like a young Jim Morrison.
No, you look like you're mansplaining.
Boy.
You're sitting really comfortable there on the set of Hey Hey, It's Saturday.
No, those leather pants.
What happened to those pants? If they could talk.
They're now in like a museum, like next to Fonzie's jacket. No, but you know how I bought them off? It gets even worse. My girlfriend's hairdresser. That's a true story.
The whole idea of you and leather pants is amusing
me. They're not arseless. You know what I mean?
One should think not.
They're all around the back. When would that have been taken?
I think it would be about 1989.
Those guys are becoming a menace. What have they got? They've got their hands on the back catalogue of Hey Hey.
Yeah.
Yes, they have.
We might post that on Instagram.
Oh, can we do that?
Family to have a look at. That's hilarious.
Put it on mine as well.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
We've got some more clowns.
Sure. What have we got? Oh, what about Daniel? Daniel.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, who do you want to clown, mate?
I'll have to clown Coles here, mate, just because, you know, like, little story. Me and the missus went off to go do our shopping the other day, you know. We're thinking, this is great, you know, new turn, you know, everyone's being environmentally conscious. We headed off with our hand-sewn hemp shopping bag, you know, and then when we get there, we buy all our stuff and then they try and hand us over these free plastic collectibles.
They've reneged on their plastic bag issue, haven't they?
Yeah, well, but this is, they're selling those,
plastic collectibles.
You know, the ones I brought in the other day.
Yes.
Those mini plastic things. They're giving those away. I agree with you, Daniel. Come on, get it together, Coles.
Mm. But they've also reneged. If you go back in now.
Yeah, I know. I got bags today. I went in there. They gave them to me.
Why don't you just go and headlock a dolphin? That's what you do. Every time you buy. Every time you buy a plastic bag, that's what you do.
I'm not
getting
going
a dolphin
to be
in a headlock.
Taught about dolphins by you.
Right. You're unbelievable.
Hey, I've got another one. What about Australian Ninja Warrior for not having a winner for the second year in a row?
This is 2 years in a row.
Do it again.
This is a very popular show. 2 years in a row and
it's
no
too
winner.
Hard.
What show has
don't
no winner?
It's too hard.
You've got to have a winner.
Apparently it's the same around the world, but people still love it. It's a very popular show and it's
why
done
you,
very
why
well.
Why would
but
you
there's
watch
no
a
winner.
Show that, where there's no winner?
Mm. Have we got audio of that? Yeah, have a listen.
Can you believe it? The Course wins again in season 2. Mount Midoriyama still is up there untouched, and that means the title of the first ever Australian Ninja Warrior is still up for grabs. And the prize money jackpots to $300,000 next season.
That is a disgrace.
Come on, because they had awesome people on it. There's our winner,
Mount Doriyama. Jeez, people have climbed Everest.
How hard
is it to get up a stupid, you know?
Oh, my God.
I'll do it. You have no idea. I will do it. I could do it.
Could.
You haven't seen me in the wild. Like Bear Grylls.
Thank God. Mm. You could not do it in a million years.
Hey, what about Durex for recalling their condoms? That's serious.
Really? But you've got one job.
There's no.
Don't you think?
Yeah. Dingers.
No, make
a condom
make a
that works,
that doesn't
man.
Break.
That's it. What is this? 1920.
What kind of testing are you doing? Get a wind tunnel.
God's sakes.
Get a wind tunnel, run them over.
It's a bit of rubber.
I don't know.
It's got to be strong these days.
I don't know.
One thing you don't want.
Probably two ribbed for her pleasure.
Mm. Oh, my God. Did you just say that?
I don't know. I can't get over it.
Let's go somewhere.
Yeah. Right, where? You want
to
go?
We'll take a song and we'll come back. You want to take some more calls? Have you got some clowning? Your last chance to ring through?
I suppose so.
Oh, come there you go.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Call up. We're doing Clown of the Week. Got a $100 fuel voucher to give away too.
Australian Ninja Warrior, two seasons, no winner. That is...
The course is just too hard. I mean, I have never seen such fit people do it.
I could do that.
No, you couldn't do it.
I could do it.
And a shout. You know, Ben Fordham does a great... So does Rebecca Mann. They do a great job.
Yeah.
I love both of them on that show.
Giving a cuddle to something that where there's no winner.
Well, they talk up.
How do you behave when you've got a whole season?
Ben congratulated the title.
The title and the mountain.
And the mountain.
The undefeated mountain. Matt, what do you have got to add to this?
Mick, Jane, how are you?
Good, Matt.
Mick Malloy, clown.
What? I don't like where this is heading. What's wrong?
Having a go at Ninja Warrior for not having a winner.
Yep.
Just like, say, cricket that you commentate?
Get off, Matt. Okay, now, cricket's different.
Cricket ultimately has a winner.
No, 5 days. You can watch a test for five days and it can be a draw.
Oh,
so yeah. Matt makes a kind of smart-ass point.
Matt sounded a bit smug to me.
Yeah, Matt.
It's comfortable.
I don't like Matt.
Did you get a prize?
I'm
$100 fuel voucher
for you,
Matt.
For Matt. Well done, Matt. Never ring us again. Hey, Rubio, okay, but what about this?
Yeah.
I'm simple, man. When it comes to my game shows and my variety game shows.
You're a simple man all round.
I once want straight up meat and three veg entertainment like Man O' Man.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember Man O' Man?
I do. Pushed into the pool.
Pushed into the pool.
Yeah. Hot chick.
Hot chicks genius. Pushing guys into a pool and the last guy to not be pushed into the pool is the winner. Now,
now
how
why
good
didn't
is
that last? I don't know.
The only thing that would have made that show better was if there was no water in the pool.
I agree.
That would have been great fun to watch. Okay. Celebrity Splash.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Celebrity Splash.
Is that
the diving one? Until you've seen Denise Drysdale do it.
Carl Stefanovic in that.
Basically a bob off the high board.
Yep.
And legs akimbo. You have not.
She probably did the chicken too first, did she?
You have not lived. How many episodes did Celebrity Splash last?
Oh, I'm guessing 10.
Yeah. Barely a season.
That was a season.
Rain it in a bit.
We got a few callers.
That was a good one. What about It's a Royal Knockout with your Prince Edward. Prince Edward.
And Fergie.
It's a Royal.
They were both captains of each team.
Oh, my God. Did you see Fergie's daughters have come out saying it's really hard being them?
I have.
All right. What else do you
want to do? Hey, should we go to Ben?
Who's Ben?
Ben is on the line. Hello, Ben.
Afternoon all. Happy Friday.
Thanks. Who do you want to clown, Ben?
There's a group of medical professionals that have just been stood down for taking a selfie with an unconscious patient.
That's terrible.
Oh, okay. They've
come on,
go.
That's terrible. They must be of the younger generation.
Wasn't there a guy who a doctor who carved his name into the scar? Like he did a scar with his initials in it?
What about the comedian who, didn't he take a selfie of Joan Rivers? Is that her name?
She was having a throat operation. She was having a throat operation.
A simple operation. He took a selfie of her and next minute she carks it.
That's awkward.
Okay.
Thanks, Ben.
Maynard, what do you got to add?
Well, I want to clown Mick for suggesting that Trappist beer comes out of Poland. Belgium.
Ah, Belgium. All right. Yeah, good.
Oh, thanks, Maynard, because sometimes Mick, he pretends to be knowledgeable.
No, it is Belgium. You're right. All right. Well, okay. Has it made your day?
And do these monks...
It's made my day.
Do these monks really not talk, Maynard?
Pardon?
Do these monks really not talk? What do they do?
No, he's got it all wrong. He's made it up.
What's the beer?
Trappist beer.
No, it's not.
Trappist?
Of course, not called Trappist.
What are you saying?
It's made by the Trappist monks.
Is it really 50 bucks?
Well, it's 50 bucks a bottle.
It's Trappist, but it comes in all different brands like Doodle, Chimay.
Chimay. Thank you. That's the one.
Thanks for being so informative, both of you.
I'm gonna knock the top off one right now.
Hey, guys, we're going to come back because we've got a real big special guest to join us next. The great Wayne Gardner.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
It is chock-a-block with the good stuff too. I'm very excited. We're going to kick it off with Wayne Gardner.
Oh, he's Aussie. Triple M royalty, actually.
He is Triple M royalty.
I believe so.
His ex-wife, Donna, will be along for the ride.
There is a
documentary about their life called Wayne. It's on tonight at the Melbourne International Film Festival. Get along.
We'll look forward to that. And also, we've tracked down the tradie who was chased and attacked by a rogue wombat.
Was he hiding in a closet or something?
No, he wasn't. He was doing his business. He's a Sparky and Wooshka.
Anyone who's been attacked by a wombat is welcome on this program.
Absolutely.
We'll do the week in review, Jane.
Oh, good.
I love this. We'll have a look at all the highlights and lowlights.
I think I got a bit angry this week with you.
Oh, did you?
Yes, because you made me very cross.
It was very hurtful.
And we had Russell Coit in, and he was so funny.
He was great.
I'm hoping that we could just revisit some of what he talked to us
about.
Yeah,
that would be fun. It would be good to get.
Because his show starts on Sunday.
Did he burn down Leyland as well?
We don't know.
We don't know. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. All that, much, much more. But let's start at the beginning.
Wayne Gardner, the Wollongong Whiz, came from humble beginnings.
The start of my career, I was gone halves in a $5 motorcycle. Jeez, it was great fun.
To become a world champion.
He's done it. The Australian Wayne Gardner is well and truly 1987 World 500 champion.
With success came a lot of rewards.
I knew Prime Minister Pat Cash and Kylie. All of a sudden, I'm this national hero.
And on the flip side, a little bit of time in a Japanese prison.
Very happy to be free.
You said it was the worst 12 days of your life.
It was horrendous. Never want to do that again.
With a new film documenting the remarkable life of this true Aussie legend, please welcome Wayne Gardner.
Hello, Wayne. I don't know how we're going to cram this into 2 5-minute breaks on this program, but welcome to Kennedy Molloy. And can I just say, I've been a huge fan of yours for a very long time, and it's great to finally meet you and have a chat. How are you going? Are you nervous tonight before the premiere of the new documentary in your honour, Wayne?
Look, I'm very excited. I'm very excited to be here. I'm excited to meet you.
Oh, well, that wears off
me not so much.
I actually haven't been around Australia for very long, so I don't live here.
How often do you come back now? You're resident of Monaco?
Yeah, I've been over there for 24 years or something now.
You've got the Monaco style as well, though, because you've got your scarf done very nicely.
It's very European
and very impressive, I have to say.
It's a long way to Monaco. From Wollongong.
It's a long way. That's why there's a movie about it.
I'm always fascinated by this. When did you jump on your first bike, and what role did your parents play in getting you on those bikes?
My parents didn't have any influence on it. They actually tried to stop me from day one to the last day. So, however, my dad still complains about it and telling me now my son's racing as well. So
yeah, there you go.
It's in the family. But look, it started when I was about 13 or 14 years old, I think.
Yep.
One of my friends got a go-kart for Christmas, and he was running around in the local school and the playgrounds on the Saturday, Sundays. And he gave me a go, and I went, oh, how cool is this? Oh, one of those. So I complained to my dad, and so he made one with a Victor lawnmower engine on it, and I started doing that. But what he did was he made a little go-kart for me, which was great, but then I didn't know how to fuel it. I didn't have any money.
Yes.
So then I used to go around in all the little scrapyards and nick and copper and brass and getting aluminium cans and putting steel bolts inside and did anything that I could to try and cash that in to get money for
there
petrol.
You go.
And that's how it started.
Well, that's very clever for a 14-year-old boy to do. Do you know what they do now, 14-year-olds? They sit on their bums and they play Fortnite.
And
the thought of a kid going around being industrious enough to put together a go-kart is just beyond.
They watch a video game of you riding
a motorbike.
All those competitive juices culminate in 1987 when you win the world championship for Honda. Can you talk me through that? Because I remember that, and there wasn't much going on before that, I think, with Australian riders, but many subsequent with Mick Doohan and many others following his. But how was that at the time? How huge was that?
Well, it was. I mean, when I started and I left Australia, nobody knew what the sport was.
Correct.
And if you said you raced motorbikes, they thought you were the Harley or a Hell's Angel, you know, and a big beard and you'd go in tattoos and... And no, I said, no, I've got colourful leathers and I've got a colourful bike. That's and it was very hard to explain the situation here in Australia in particular, particularly in sponsors, is what I was after, trying to get some support to get me to Grand Prix. Australia caught on to what I was doing. Then TV coverage started with SBS and Channel 9. And then, of course, Bob Barnard said, oh, well, let's bring the Grand Prix to Australia. So that's when Phillip Island was started.
I actually raced in the celebrity race at that inaugural.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did.
Really?
Oh. Very slowly. Wow. On a bike, yes.
On a scooter.
Yeah, on a scooter.
I think my ex-wife Donna was here. I think she might have been in the same race.
I think she was. That's where I'm sure I've met Donna.
We're going to get to Donna,
we'll go
the long-suffering Donna, in just a minute.
So we'll arch-rivals and competitors.
Arch-rivals, exactly.
I've done a lap myself at Phillip Island. I did on the back of McDoohan's bike. And when we got out there onto the straight, he's popped the biggest mono you've ever seen. And to this day, I'm not sure if it was deliberate or not, or it was just my weight on the back of the bike. But that was terrifying. We're going to take a quick break and come back. There's so much to speak to you. We'd like to get Donna in, because Donna's a big part of this doco, Wayne, which premieres tonight. It's a her love story of sorts, and it's also of
Racing. It's
not just racing.
Story,
it's touches on all aspects of your life, including a little stint in a jail. In Japan.
Yeah, I might ask you about that.
Yeah, well, I've still got the handcuff on.
That's extraordinary.
Wayne Gardner with us. Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Very special guest in studio, the great Wayne Gardner on Kennedy Malloy.
And Wayne, we're joined by your better half.
Ex-better half.
Yeah. And we'll get to the bottom of that shortly.
The best half.
Donna joins us now live in the studio. Hi, Donna. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Mick.
That's the way. And good luck tonight. You'll be there sitting. Have you seen the doco?
I have. It's absolutely amazing.
Wasn't that great?
I wasn't expecting it to be as heartfelt and has heartwarming as it is. It's a really great film.
It's directed by a bloke we know, Jeremy Sims.
Yeah.
Which is great.
It's obviously a good story and there's so many highs, but the fact that Donna's your ex-wife means it hasn't all been fun and games. Yeah. How hard is it to be married to these guys who are travelling the world, riding very fast, living in the fast lane, I'm guessing?
I thought you were going to say something much worse.
No, is it wear and tear, Donna? Describe to us the evolution of your relationship.
When the times are good, they're good. They're amazing. When they're bad, it's shit. There's no other word to describe it.
Tell us how you first met, though. What was that? Was it whirlwind?
It's a blind date from my best girlfriend at the time and Wayne's friend. And we went out and I said in the film, actually, I was more a surfy chick. I came from the South Coast and I was more into blonde surfy guys. And then I met this guy who was...
I'm blonde now, a little bit.
When I met him, he kind of looked like he needed a haircut and a good bath.
I still do.
Nothing's changed, Donna.
No. You know. Our relationship just developed from there. It was he was an interesting kind of guy. And I thought, you know, maybe there's something here. And
it's not like a normal job for your husband to have. The risk for a start is something that must be very worrying.
Yes.
It was, but I never ever thought that Wayne would ever come to any grief. Now, whether that was my survival tact, I don't know, but I really had great faith in him.
Well, it's very mature that even though that you're knowing together that you still obviously
I'm so impressed. It's
a great relationship.
We're good mates. We're good mates.
And can I say, having met you both,
We're better mates than my last ex-wife. So.
Well, there's been a few.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm up to number two. I'm up to number three soon.
I just want to say, having met you both, Donna, you can do a lot better.
I did.
She's married a rich man.
I have to ask you, there's an AFL footballer, Brian Lake, has just got out of a Japanese jail, and I saw you quoted in the paper saying, just get the hell out of there, say what you have to say, do what you have to say.
Absolutely.
You were involved in a road rage incident in Japan, which ended up with you doing 12 days in a Japanese prison.
Can
you describe that experience to us?
Well, first of all, it's like the real deal.
Yep.
You put in like a straight jacket. And handcuffs, and your legs are cuffed, and it's very serious. You have five people walking around. I think they thought I was Hannibal Lecter. You know, so
Donna just said she's surprised it took them that long.
Yeah.
Were you together at this stage, Donna?
No.
Oh, this was only a year and a half.
And you're still wearing the cuff, is that right?
That's a memory of it. Yeah, well, actually, I've got one cuff, and my son, he's handcuffed to me on this trip so he doesn't misbehave. But it was a really awkward moment, and I got out of there because I just went, okay, I'm guilty, whatever you said, well, I did it, let me out of it.
Thank you for coming in today. The movie's Wayne, it's on tonight at the Melbourne International Film Festival. Just one more question before you go. How many bones have you broken?
I've lost count. I'd say 40 plus.
40 plus. Have you broken at some stage every finger in your...
Yeah.
I heard a story that a lot of these guys...
When
they have them broken, they actually reset them like that so they actually slide over their handlebars.
Or for other reasons.
I was thinking a can myself.
We didn't go down that track, Wayne.
This is going to be great. Yeah. It's a great story. You are a great Aussie legend, and it's a pleasure to meet you, and I really look forward to seeing this myself.
Donna, we thank you too, because obviously you were very much a part of Wayne's success in those formative early days, so we thank you for coming in too.
Can I say one thing?
Yes.
I have to say thank you very much to Triple M, because
yep.
they were one of my first sponsors way back in the days when Rod Muir started
Yes. And they got on board early, did they?
Yeah. Wonderful. They used to fly me to the event in the helicopter when Triple M were rich.
Yeah. And, those were the days.
The good old days.
And we had the best parties.
You get an Uber these days.
Yeah. So, I got to thank them because they gave me that chance to springboard my career.
Great fans. Our audience today are still huge fans.
I remember the thing, Triple M triples your music.
Wow.
Well done, Wayne.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We love it when animals go wild.
We do.
And
particularly if it's a wombat.
Well, see, I've not been aware that wombats go off.
Oh, Jane.
But some footage came across yesterday or the day before.
Of a wombat going berserk on a tradie.
Yeah. I'm fascinated because the tradie actually filmed this attack while warding the wombat off.
Well, he didn't cover himself in glory, I'm afraid. He ran up a ladder and started swearing like a trooper. And managed to film the offending wombat. Have we got a listen. Here?
Yeah.
Don't you dare. Ah, you prick. Oh, Jesus.
Christ. F*** off. Oh. Oh, you bastard. Piss off.
Oh, f***.
Look at this little f***er did.
Didn't realise wombats had such big f***ing teeth, eh?
Oh, wow.
Well, you do now.
You do now, and we've managed to track down the tradie who copped it, Andrew Conroy from Bathurst. Andrew, g'day. How are you recovering?
Oh, I'm pretty good. The legs okay now.
Did he actually go for it? Did he bite you?
Yeah, he bit me. I thought he headbutt me, and I was like, geez, my legs are a bit sore. I lifted it up, and I thought, wow, that's...
Now, what did you do to offend him? What fired up? Is it Nugget? Did I hear his name's Nugget?
Yeah, his name's Nugget. He's a pet. No, I didn't do anything. He roams around pretty freely around the property there. I was just packing up my tools, ready to go home for the day, and he came over, and I was like, oh, you know, put my hand down. I thought he's coming over for a bit of a sniff, and he just, you know, how wombats just waddle, and then he just charged. He just hit me, and I was like, bloody hell.
He got charged by a wombat, dude.
You know, I jumped back a bit after the first strike, and then this happened for about 10 minutes or so. Jumping around.
Now,
is a
wombat attack, is it like a shark? Do you punch it on the nose or do you gouge it in the eye? How do you repel a charging wombat?
Oh, I just jumped away. I wasn't going to hit the thing. It's just poor wombat.
Andrew, what possessed you to film it?
I was running around for a bit, and I thought, this is hilarious. Like, I was laughing and running. And I thought, oh, my friends are going to see this. No one will believe this. I'm trying to pull my phone out and record this thing. It took me a few minutes because I literally could not see what I was doing as I was running away.
I should put a bucket on Wombat's head.
Oh.
When the tradies come around.
You should get danger money.
Andrew, you gave us a right royal laugh. Well done. Nothing
Thanks,
is
Andrew.
Funnier than seeing a grown man cowering up a ladder in fear of a wombat. That's great stuff. Well done, mate.
No worries, guys. Thank you.
And I'll tell you what, he's not the only bloke who's been bitten.
No.
By an animal. Let's take some calls now. Paul, are you there?
Yeah.
Hello, Paul. What did you get bitten by?
I was bitten by a dolphin.
No.
Oh, stop.
Impossible. I won't hear it.
What do you mean? These are the darlings of the sea.
There's a place in Adelaide called Marineland back in the I think it was the 70s and 80s. I was probably a 10-year-old kid at the time. So I was watching the dolphin show, and I could see that the dolphins would do a trick, and then the trainer would put his foot over the side of the pool, and the dolphin would swim over and jump up and get a treat. They'd throw a fish or whatever it was in the dolphin's mouth. So anyway, at the end of the show, everyone was walking out. I walked over to the pool and put my foot over the edge. And, of course, the dolphin comes flying over. I try to give it a pat on the head, and it just puts my hand goes straight down its throat and scared the bloody daylights out of it.
Did you ever get a bit of a scream from you, Paul, as a 10-year-old?
Oh, I think I was in tears.
That's very dramatic.
Did you ask him to put the dolphin down?
I'm still getting over the fact Adelaide had a marine park. That's a bit sus.
Well, I think the place was famous for Mr. Percival used to live there as well.
Oh, Mr. Percival?
The pelican.
Yeah. I love Mr. Percival.
We loved him. All right, Paul, thanks for your call. I think we got
That's
Scott
That's my
next.
Fighter pilot name. You know,
Percival.
You don't have Maverick.
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Percival.
I think that's very apt.
Mr. Percival or Butterbean.
They're both appropriate. Yeah. Hello, Scott.
Hey, guys.
What's your animal traumatising story you've got for us?
My sister, when she was about 3 or 4, got bitten on the foot by a rhinoceros beetle.
Ooh, and now what's rhinoceros beetle?
Yeah.
They're up here in Brisbane. I don't know about the rest of Queensland, but they're only about 5 to 10 centimetres long.
Yeah.
They've got sort of like the head of a rhinoceros. They've got three horns and they're black tubby thing.
Ooh.
With like claws.
Oh, they sound incredible.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound that bad. I mean, honestly, she's got...
Is it like a crab biting?
You're ringing in to tell us that your sister got bitten by a beetle.
Well, when you see these things, they actually do look pretty scary.
well, that's all right. Well, we'll take that on board and beware the...
Bitten by a dung beetle.
it's a yeah, long I don't story. Know about that.
Kurt, what happened to you?
Okay, so I'm about the same vintage as Mick. Obviously, Jane, you're a bit younger than us.
Thank you, Kurt.
We went to Tidbinbilla, which is just outside of Canberra, for a school excursion. Yeah. And Mick, I had my Smokey the Bear jacket on, so I just thought I was like a park ranger.
Okay.
And we were playing cricket with a red plastic ball, and the emus were hanging around. And then we just sort of saw to go, and we've gone to pack up the cricket kit. Well, this emu, he wanted that ball. He thought it was a tomato.
Wow.
He chased me, pecked me, and took the ball.
They are scary.
They're a bit scary, an emu.
They are.
An emu on the fly, because they can get up ahead of speed too, can't they?
But they're also the same. Their head's the same height as your head.
No, I'll peck you.
Oh. And then you could see the ball going down its long throat. And ever since then, I've had a fear of emus. And, of course, every year school excursion was out to go up it. And the Smokey the Bear jacket was of no use to me, Mick. It didn't do its job.
You know what you do, Kurt? You get behind it. It can't walk backwards. An emu cannot walk backwards. So if you're the safest place... Get right behind him.
Oh, is that true? Another fact. See?
Yeah.
Mick is full of animal facts, Kurt.
There's a bit going.
Thanks, Kurt, for
your
call.
Well done, everybody.
Appreciate that.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Are you ready, Jane, to rake over the coals of the week?
I certainly am. And we welcome back Marshy, who's been away, who puts together these. Matty did an awesome job in his absence.
It's still a mysterious illness or a procedure.
He doesn't need to explain
himself.
Talk to
her about it.
You never know what goes on with Marshy.
Bowler. Thinking of bowler.
What, a bowler virus?
I don't know.
No, well, don't stand too close to him then.
We should get him a bubble.
I'm like the boy in the bubble.
We'll just, he'll have to talk to us through a bubble.
All right, let's go to the Week in Review.
Oh, it was a week of insults on Kennedy Malloy. Mick kicked things off by whacking Limo.
Limo's thinning on top real quick. Can I say that? No,
no. No, you are going to get in big trouble
seriously,
with that. Don't
I've seen him in hair and makeup. They crop dusted. Mate. Seriously.
So I gave Limo the right of reply.
Have you seen Mick Malloy in hair and makeup? Six blokes come in high vis vest.
It's a very bad...
Then Jane decided to jump in on the insults.
I'd love to have a shave while you came in today too. How about that?
Straight back at you.
Producer Whitney was insulted that the team isn't on board with her latest obsession.
So I put my crystals outside so they could bathe in the moon.
What kind of crystals have you got?
I have amethyst and clear quartz and rose quartz and peacock ore.
Stick with us,
Mick. The old peacock ore. I'm a fan of that. Have you noticed, Whitney, any change
too late
since
for me.
You got involved with the crystals?
Yeah.
What?
You look very vibrant and happy, but Thank you. Just because you've been doing dry July.
Oh, nice backhander there from Jane. And she was doling him out all week.
What's wrong with my fashion sense? I think I'm tread the line wonderfully.
I think you shop at nice shops.
Wow.
Backhander, that one.
That's the best you can do.
That's my PASAG mood this afternoon for you.
Jeez.
Mick was insulted by Macca's latest promotion.
They're releasing a Mac coin. McDonald's what? Unveils Mac coin wow. to celebrate Big Mac's 50th anniversary. When you purchase a Big Mac, you get a Mac coin. It's my idea. I will sue you.
I'm sure the CEO of McDonald's have been listening to you.
Oh, well, hey, listen up, toots.
There
is a big, what do you call it, coming their way.
Whip crack.
No, when you get served.
Oh, notice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. Something don't act legal. Like you've never been served.
Jane was a little bit insulted that Russell Coit brought up their old relationship.
I'm going to say, I thought the handbrake was on. And she was in her swag and it went over the top of it. And if that hadn't happened, you may be looking at Miss Jane Coit sitting over there.
Jane Coit?
Yeah, Jane, yeah, and there would have been a whole little
it was voice. A very unfortunate chain of events, I have to say.
As I said, don't let a fractured hip come between us.
And we learnt of the insults that were flying when Mick and Judith Lucy had to pash for a film.
Our lovely makeup woman, Kirsten, just decided that Mick was just riddled with syphilis. And so she basically went up to him and said, we're doing this once.
They said, action, we yeah. snogged, are you cut? And a group of people ran to Judith and went, are you okay? Yeah.
Mick and Jane were both insulted that they weren't asked back for season two of Hamish and Andy's True Story.
I think I'm up to playing like a Snoopy neighbour type character.
Love that. Do a very good raised eyebrow.
I do a good raised eyebrow.
Could I just see a disapproving look from you?
Oh, there it is.
Even stink eye.
I'm sick of that look. I really am.
And Mick copped an insult from, of all people, his mum.
She's very rude about you.
Isn't she?
Really?
I'm glad you said
high
that.
Face.
She said she doesn't like your diet, what you're eating.
I'll tell you what she said. She said, you look fat in the TV.
But the biggest insult of the week was when Mick secretly tried to seize control of Tradie Janie.
What I'm saying is you must immediately cease and desist using the term Tradie Janie. The website is owned by me.
Calling my lawyer right
anyway,
now.
So I have to ask you to stop using the phrase.
Tradie Janie, Tradie Janie, flipping Tradie Janie.
But Jane channeled her anger and ultimately came up trumps.
By registering the business name as a company.
I'll take you to court.
Michael, you have a domain name. Do you know what that is?
Oh, he's just torn it up.
I don't care. You actually have to have a registered company to have a domain
name.
Yeah,
I do.
What's your ABN number?
2.
That's your IQ.
Your new way to drive home.
We were honoured to have the presence of Russell Coit, who made the big trip to the Big Smoke.
He's one of our favourite.
He is.
What
and
do
he's
you call
got
him?
A new
Outback
show.
Adventurers?
Yeah, you could say that. He does get himself into a little bit of trouble here
yes,
and there.
Yes, he does.
We had a bit of a chat to him. It's always great to have
his
him.
His new show's
person.
Coming back on, Channel 10.
That's right. It's on this Sunday at 7:30.
Mm.
And you can see him there. And we
got a little taster?
Let's have a little revisit.
Nice to see you, Michael.
And, hello, Russell.
Hello.
And Jane, lovely to see you too.
Lovely to see you
both to see you. Great to see you again. And just a couple of things. I got my dogs tied up in the foyer. Is that okay?
Well,
that is all right. But
entirely yeah. happy about it.
Is it a rope or a proper chain?
It's a rope. But if you could just send someone down with a bag, because Rex is looking a little bit like he's going to, you know.
He?
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm noticing off the bat, Mick isn't meeting eyes with me. And Jane, can I just
Let's
explain
not do
why?
This.
What's
well,
going on?
Well,
no, there's a bit of tension between the two of you.
It goes back because it goes back a few years back in the mid 90s, I think it was. Yeah, when Mick rang me and said, "I need to get away. I'm under stress." And he said, "How about we go and do a bit of a farm tour up in New South Wales up there?" I said, right. "You know, we can do some stuff. We can get your hands dirty. You can really live out there."
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, you know, we did a bit of working with steers and a bit of branding, and then we did a bit of castrating of sheep.
Yep.
And I'm pretty quick, and I was teaching Mick how to do it, and he was doing really well.
Yeah.
And let's just say that, well, look, Mick bent over at the wrong time. And,
you knew what you were doing.
Yeah, it was a real balls up. And, well, it was a balls off, actually.
So was it the branding or the castrating that was involved?
A little from column A, a little from column B.
Yeah, and as I said in the ambulance, you know, one is better than, you know, none, okay? So, and I know that you've had plenty of stitches down there.
Well, you know what I have? I've got nudicles now. Do you know what nudicles are?
No.
They are fake testicles. They're used for dogs. I'm sure you would have come across them.
Well, I've got something going on down there. I'm not sure what it is. I've had similar problems. I had a whip cracking incident.
Did I read recently that you've had an animal species named after you?
Jane, that's very good. Look, I'm very proud to say, it's a pygmy possum. Yep, up from the Kimberley there. And yes. Scientists did not know it existed until I backed over it, and and they have named it. You want the Latin?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it's Coitus extinctus, and you can, if you want to see it, it's at the Darwin Museum. It's stuffed. In fact, it was stuffed when I backed over it. But very proud to have that, Jane. Well observed.
And Russell, I've heard that we're going to see some exciting new products that are linked with the series. Is
Jane,
that correct?
So glad you brought this up. This might be a great Christmas present for Mick. I've brought it. You know my G-string. I've brought it out commercially.
G-string.
Oh, yeah. Mick would be up for that.
Yeah, I've had it. It's 100% artificial croc skin. I've had it made in Germany, especially imported.
What? Why?
Comes in three sizes.
Yeah.
Ein, Klein, and Schlong. Mick, I'm not sure he's probably, I don't know what size Mick is.
XXL but, Schlong.
Of course he's going to say that.
And I've also brought out a fragrance.
A fragrance?
What?
Well, now
now you're talking.
Yeah, my attention.
We had Bublé, we've had Delta. What's yours called?
Mine's called Coit with a K.
Oh, like a Calvin Klein K.
Yep, Calvin Klein K. Now, the top notes are like eucalyptus wattle, and the base notes, the bottom notes are sort of kerosene and a bit of diesel. Don't stand next to an open. Oh, Jane, there's one for the ladies.
Oh, there is.
It's called Coitus Interruptus.
I can't wait to bung that on.
Well, I've got some of it here. Oh. Here it is. Here. Have a smell of this. Have a smell. But how's that smell? It's a combination fragrance and fly spray, and it's a bit stingy when it goes on.
It's a bit stingy.
I feel like I've just been maced.
Yeah, feel on the back of your throat there.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
Available, it's not very pleasant.
Available in all good petrol stations. So,
I have to ask you this, and I know you don't like people prying into your private life because you're a public figure, but is there any romance at all going on with Russell Coit?
Well, look, this is tough for Jane.
What do you mean?
Well,
don't bring it up.
Is there something I've what?
Russell. Well, look, it was back in the back in Tennant Creek. Jane was doing the weather on. Was it you were doing the weather?
Was the weather making the coffin and community services
and parking the cars and or shifting them around.
Not my first entry into the world.
And one thing led to another, and I just took her out on a bit of a trip down to we camped out for the weekend.
Right.
And I've got to say, I thought the handbrake was on, and she was in her swag, and it went over the top of her. And if that hadn't happened, you may be looking at Miss Jane Coit sitting over there.
Jane Coit.
Yeah, Jane. Yeah, and there would have been a whole little.
It was
Coit.
A very unfortunate chain of events, I have to say.
As I said, don't let a fractured hip come between us.
I've known you to put people down in those circumstances, Russell.
Oh, well, I did. I thought about it.
Well, that would have been great. Is there anything else we need to know? I'm so happy that you've come through. I'm so happy you're back on our screens. Yeah, look, a million bucks.
Where do you like to get away from it all, Russell?
Get away from the people? Where do I go?
Where do you go for a bit of you time?
To get away from the people, I go to Channel 10.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, it's a weekend.
Time to go.
It is.
Waiter, check, please.
Done.
This is where I go, yabba-dabba-doo.
And this is where I go, glug, glug, glug. We've got a big show coming up next week too.
What's happening?
Leno and Woodley.
Oh, wow.
Lawrence Mooney.
Crikey.
Celia Pacola. Jeez. And Lee Sales. We'll look forward to seeing
that
them next
week. That is all A-list talent. Cannot wait. Have a great weekend. Go Tigers.
Yes.
We'll see you on Monday.
Enjoy. Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.